Welcome to FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, Keselowski dominates at Loudon. On Sunday afternoon, well, it took a few races, but Brad Keselowski finally got back into victory lane. He got back into victory lane in dominant fashion. Keselowski led eight times for 194 laps, and he explained after the race why this win feels so much different than the previous two.
It's it's our third win of the year, but first kind of win where we've just kind of been able to take control of the race, and gosh, that feels good. I feel so good. Well, I'm proud of my team, proud of Jeremy Bones and the way things have been kind of coming together. Still, a lot of racing left in this season, and gosh, I would love to make a run of this championship. I'm dying to get the second championship, and we've been, knocking on the door the last few years and had some run-ins and some bumps and bruises, but it looks like we'll have a shot at it this year, and I'm really thrilled to death about that.
Keselowski also made news on Monday as Team Penske announced they have agreed to a contract extension with Keselowski. Terms of the agreement were not disclosed. Roger Penske did say in the press release, "We are pleased that Brad will continue to be part of the organization. Brad not only demonstrates talent and skill on the track, but his leadership away from it and his dedication to our partners have had a huge impact in making our organization one of the best in NASCAR. I am proud that we will be able to keep the community we have with Brad, Ryan, and Joey, and look forward to competing for more wins and championships together." Number two, one spot short for Denny. For Denny Hamlin, it seemed like the magical season was going to continue for the number 11 team. Five wins and looking like a sixth win on the horizon? Well, that looked like it was bound to happen on Sunday, but Brad Keselowski got in the way. Keselowski passed him for the win, for his third win of the season. After the race, Hamlin was asked, did he really have anything for the two car in the closing laps?
I don't think so. I mean, if I would have, I would have gone up there and passed him, but we were just barely a little slower than he was for most of the day. We could, make some really good moves on the restarts and whatnot, but overall, I just thought that we were second place car, and it's kind of how we ended up.
Hamlin also was asked about the great racing we saw on Sunday afternoon at Loudon.
I mean, it felt like short track racing, like, half mile short track racing. We were crossing each other over and running into each other and kind of knocking each other up the racetrack. We're doing slide jobs in the middle of the corner. It was fun racing those guys. They were very, very deserving today, and happy for them, because you hate to have a fast car and you don't finish off, but I thought obviously the two best cars finished 1-2 today, and they got the better end of us. But overall, it's just the racing part of it. I was just having a good time there, racing there on the short run, and even that long run in the end of the first stage with the Penske cars. So it was fun.
Hamlin will go for another win with the doubleheader coming up at Michigan on Saturday and Sunday. Number three. Truck entry lists announced for Michigan. There will be four races this weekend, three at Michigan International Speedway and one at the famous road course at Road America. A doubleheader for the Cup race, a race for the trucks on Friday, and a road course Xfinity race on Saturday. Well, the first entry list got announced for the truck race, that is, and there will be 41 trucks on the entry list for 40 spots. However, with only 40 spots to fill, one person will go home, and unfortunately, that will be David Ragan driving the number 17 truck for DGR Crosley. The 40 trucks that will be making the field, among the notable names, Chandler Smith, he'll be driving in the number 51 truck, Ryan Truex in the number 40 truck, Jeb Burton in the number 44 truck, debut truck start for David Gravel, the World of Outlaws star, he'll be racing in the number 24 GMS truck, and Parker Kligerman will be driving the number 75 truck for Henderson Motorsports. Once again, this race will be on Friday, the Cup race will be on Saturday and Sunday, and the Xfinity race from Road America will be on Saturday afternoon. That is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. Folks, you can follow me on Twitter at TheBrianNolan, FrontStretch at FrontStretch. Check out FrontStretch.com for all the latest on Formula One, IndyCar, all three series of NASCAR, and more. Once again, FrontStretch.com. From all the latest here at FrontStretch, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when in public, wear a mask.